Have you guys ever been in that panic slide on ice, either on the highway or on a bridge before, and thinking, I'm out of control, I'm going to crash?
Yes. Scary feeling.
Yep.
Yeah.
I did it in the rain, actually. Mine wasn't actually on ice, but remember that time I was going to the ticket, and I got wide, like, right before the ticket, and I sailed my Honda Accord up over the up over the sidewalk and just missed a stop sign that was there, or it was actually a light pole. That was scary because my tires were completely bald.
That is,
I was riding it out.
You've been riding that out. Supposed to get new tires for about 6 months. Nah, I can probably go another couple weeks with these things. Yeah, I'm
sure. Fine.
Unless it rains or something.
Hey, Bob's bald. Hadn't hurt him at all. So why should it hurt my car?
Jordan was bald.
That's right. Jordan. He was successful.
You were better.
Very, very successful. It's a hopeless feeling. They say you're supposed to turn into the slide, right? If you are sliding, and let's say the rear of your car starts to slide around to the left, you're supposed to turn into that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't
know. Keep that in mind if you feel yourself in that this morning.
Yeah, the advice?
Yeah, if you turn the other way, don't you start going in circles, spinning in circles
just
like
start
a top?
Spinning. Mm-hmm. Like a figure skater.
Wait, then that's not turning into the turn. That's turning away from the way your car is moving.
No, if you're sliding to the right.
Then you turn left.
Yeah. No. If you're sliding to the left, you turn left. If you're sliding to the right, you turn the wheel right.
So you try to go in a circle.
No, I think if you turn the wheel left...
I'm trying to correct your backside, which is a problem for a lot of us.
If you turn the wheel left, then you're going to start spinning, let me get this right, counterclockwise like a top.
Right, but that's if you're trying to go straight and your car starts going to the left, you need to turn back to the right.
Mm-mm.
No, I think that causes
you're not
you to spin.
You're not picking
that
up
way. You'd spin.
You don't. In other words, you don't want your tires pointing to the direction you want to go.
You want to correct your backside. Your backside's what's starting to slip.
We're always trying to do that.
Yes, yes. But I'm saying, like, if I'm trying to go straight on a road, and my backside starts going around to the right,
it's swinging out on the driver's side.
If it's swinging out on the driver's side, then that's trying to swing around left, towards the left.
Right. Then you turn
I want to
swing it back.
Right. In other words, you just point the front wheels the direction you want to go, which would be straight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So that would be turning
but
it to
I don't
the
think
left.
You're picking up what we're putting down. We're kind of going and we're kind of power slide right now.
Here's icyroadsafety.com. Turn into the slide. Turn your wheels in the direction the back of the vehicle is sliding.
Yeah.
See, to me, that's confusing.
Well, just keep spinning out.
I'm just saying that you point your tires to where you want to go. And how is that advice different than any time else?
Well, because if you're not sliding and you turn left, your car is going to go left. This is going to keep you... hopefully from your backside taking over your car and taking you into the left ditch.
That's right.
I also felt that anti-lock brakes and front wheel drive change these dynamics.
They're supposed to fix all that? Yeah.
I think.
Four wheel drive will certainly help. If you got four wheel drive, put that in use.
You know what? I feel like four wheel drive gives you
false sense of security.
Unreasonable confidence. Like, I've got four-wheel drive, and so I felt invincible on the drive this morning. and yet, I still slid a couple of times.
Yeah, you can still slide. Yeah.
On ice, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's better to have four-wheel drive than two-wheel or front-wheel only, but still on ice, sometimes it doesn't matter what you got.
Especially if you have a pickup truck. People think, trucks will be great on ice. They're really not unless you have four-wheel drive. They slide big time and have a hard time if you just have that rear wheel drive.
If you're rear-wheel drive in your pickup truck, which is what most are because people keep them in two-wheel drive most of the time, then you actually have no weight on the back. All your weight's front.
Yeah.
So your drive wheels don't have enough weight on them, so they actually are worse.
All right. For those who are driving around, and experiencing what we were just talking about, either turning in or turning away from the slide and going into a spin. 888-787-1310. Tell us what's going on. Trey, who we got up first?
We have Ryan in the control room because we don't have anyone on the phone.
Ryan wiped out anyway. Oh, yeah, we got to get to a break, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sports next.
Reduce your speed. Avoid making sharp turns or braking suddenly. And here we go. If your vehicle skids, gently steer in the direction of the skid to regain control. So yeah, if
that's what we're trying to explain to you yesterday.
I know. It's so clear to you guys. It's never clear to me.
It's because it's counterintuitive.
So if my car is going straight, but my wheels, my back wheels, start turning towards the right, so they swing out towards my right, I should turn towards the way the front of my car is now skidding towards the left. So I need to turn left?
No, you turn the direction that the back of your car is headed.
Okay.
Yeah, the direction
the front of my car starts skidding left. I need to turn the opposite direction of the way the front of my car is skidding.
Right. Okay, let me put this in terms where I know you will understand this.
Okay.
You've seen the movie Cars. Remember how Lightning McQueen couldn't navigate the dirt track and they kept telling him to turn in to the turn his wheels into the turn or the slide, I mean. Remember that?
Well, those guys are driving rear-wheel drive cars, which is a different they're doing a different thing than skidding on slick surface.
No, because he would be going around and he'd be turning left and they tell him, no, you got to turn the other way.
But they're running the back wheels faster than the front wheels.
I don't know why you're making this so complicated.
Yeah, look at it this way, Gordo. You're on a dry road and you take a left turn really fast.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not going to turn harder to your left because then that's going to cause you to really spin out counterclockwise. What you're going to do.
That's what I think. That's why I think that turning into the direction in which you're skidding, if my car is wanting to turn left and it's skidding towards the left, I don't want to turn left. I don't want to turn in the direction of the skid. I want to turn the opposite.
But what your car is doing is the momentum is from the back of the car going to the right. That's why you want to turn it to the right.
Which is the opposite direction of the skid to me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I thought it was simpler to say, point the wheels in the direction you want to go. Because, as you said, I don't want to go in a circle.
Right.
I want to go back straight, so I'm going to turn opposite of the direction of the skid. Because to me, I'm skidding left when I want to go straight. So I would turn the wheel right.
Spin out. If you think, oh, I'm going right, I need to go back left. So if you point your wheels left, you're going to just spin out.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the same thing you are. But to me, that's turning in the opposite direction of the skid. If I'm skidding and it's making my car go to the left, I don't want to turn left. That's the direction of the skid.
We're not getting anywhere.
I know.
24 hours later.
I don't even think you guys are understanding what I'm saying. It's clear I don't understand what you're saying, but it doesn't sound like you understand what I'm saying either. Because ultimately, it feels like we're talking about the same action.
But you started this yesterday by saying that you think that advice is incorrect, that you should not turn into
The phrase turn into the direction of the skid does not make sense to me.
Because in your mind, the front of the car is the direction of the skid.
Yeah, if my car is wanting to go left and I don't want it to go left, why would I want to turn left? The skid is going to the left, right? My car is skidding left and I don't want it to go left. Why would I turn left then? That doesn't make any sense.
Because that will bring your rear. And hopefully it'll bring your rear end back around to the right and straighten you out.
Right.
That's why.
How would it bring it to the right? It's swinging out right. The back
Moses.
Is swinging out right. That
Moses.
Why, that's why the
all right,
Moses.
We can't waste all of Muse on this.
No, we can't. All right. It's the Muser's Who's on First routine that is about how you should steer.
Oh.
Well, it's relevant right now because of our weather conditions that we've got coming up.
I think I can fix it in 45 seconds.
I think you can, too. I tried to fix it in 45 seconds because I think we are saying the exact same thing.
We are.
In other words, we're describing the exact same action.
Yes, we are. And I finally figured it out.
See if you can fix it in 45 seconds.
Okay, 45 seconds. All right. Imagine we're all in a car together. mm-hmm. and we're going down the road.
Where am I sitting? Am I in the front seat?
You're in the back seat, Junior. Or Junior's in the back seat. Gordo, you're up front with me.
Thank you.
I'm driving. Or Gordo, we'll say you're driving. I'm in the passenger seat. So we're
okay.
Because I think it's important for you to realize which way you're going to turn the wheel here. We're going, and all of a sudden we hit ice, and our car starts sliding to the right, towards the right embankment.
Okay, now pause for a second. So the two bits of advice that we have so far, I like the phrase of steer in the direction you want to go, and you say turn into the skid.
Right. That is correct. Okay. Now,
and I say turn into the skid is a confusing phrase.
I understand you now. I understand you now because most humans who I've talked to know exactly what June and I are talking about. As the car is sliding right, the right embankment is coming towards us. That's what we think we're going to hit. So maybe your natural instincts will tell you to turn the wheel left because I'm trying to steer away from danger. But the actual phrase that most people say is turn into the direction of the slide. So turn the car to the right, hoping that it will catch and correct the back of the car and keep you from hitting that. Now, Gordo sees it from the front of the car, and he says turn the direction that you want to go, right?
Correct.
That you want the car to go.
But you're talking about the way you just described it to me sounded like you were talking about that you should turn the wheel to the right if your car is sliding off the road to the right.
That is correct.
Yes, that's correct.
That's incorrect. Yes.
No, that's correct.
No, that's actually incorrect.
Dude,
if your car is sliding off the road to the right? It's going off the right side of the road. You're not supposed to straighten the wheels in order to be pointing the wheels towards the trees that are off to the right of the road. You were supposed to turn your wheel to the left because people would sometimes say that the skid is to the left because it's the back of the car, where the back of the car is swinging, not if you're going off the road on the right side.
But the back of the car is the pendulum. The back of the car is going off the road to the right.
No, the back of the car, the way George described it to me, if I understand the way he's saying, is that the car is sliding off the road to the right,
right,
and the back of the car has swung left.
No.
He's saying the back of the car is going to the right, George?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that is correct. You're being taken by the momentum of the back of the car.
Okay,
I didn't know how to differentiate that. The back of the car is going right, which is taking the entire car to the right.
That's why you turn to the right.
Okay.
Right.
Yes. And that's why we're saying the same thing once again.
Right.
That's the problem with these phrases is that the phrases are so confusing, and that's why driving instructors say that when they say turn into the skid, they've moved away from that phrase because they say 90% of the people don't understand that for the exact reason that I'm talking about, and that if the car is sliding off the road to the right side of the road, which could also happen if the back end of the car is swinging to the left, you could be going off the right side of the road. Because they said the whole car is
because
going that way.
Gordo sees it from, yes, I understand, and I didn't get to finish your side of it. He sees it from the front, yes. Yeah. So
but
Gordo
it's the
sees,
back that's carrying you in a direction.
But here's the thing, and this is why driving instructors have gotten away from this, so you don't have to have the hour-long conversation with everyone in the car to make sure everyone's on the same page. So the way that they describe it now is what I was saying before, is you point the wheels in the direction you want to go. You don't worry about the back of the car, anything like that. You look at where you want to go, and you point the wheels in small increments towards that direction. And that's all you need to remember. Is the skid defined by the front of the car, the back of the car, and the car can be moving in a direction that's opposite of the way that the back or front's going. You don't have to remember any of that stuff. Look at where you want to go, and instinctively you will turn the wheel towards that direction. So think about where the front wheels are pointed. You want to point the front wheels in the direction that you want to go.
Because you don't have to worry about his mind. And I guess all these other minds, he sees when the front of the car starts giving you the view of left, even though your car's momentum is going right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If my car is heading towards trees, I'm not going to steer towards that direction. I want to steer in the direction where the car is supposed to be going.
I just don't know very many people that in that case say the car is going left.
Right. If my car sails off the right side of the road, I say that I'm skidding right. Okay? So that's the front of the car is going that way. Everything's going that way. Momentum's going that way. Despite the fact that the tail of the car could be swinging to the left, and in your definition, that's skidding left, even though the car's going right.
Yeah, maybe it's because you're left-handed. Maybe that's the way you see it.
No, because a lot of P1s are saying the same thing, and I doubt they're all left-handed.
I know. I think we all just see it differently. I understand what you're saying.
Where's the car pointed?
Yeah, I feel
like... Where's the car pointed, and where do you want it to point?
I feel like most people, though, go with the feeling of the momentum of the car, which is dictated by the back of the car, not the front. And your original argument was the front, in your mind, the front of the car is dictating to your mind which direction the car is sliding. So if the front of the car starts to veer off to the left, you were saying... Well, I shouldn't turn the wheel left.
Yeah, you're just going to circle then.
You
don't want to turn into the direction of the skid.
You want to turn into the direction of the pendulum, which is the back of the car.
Right, and then the way you avoid the whole, let's define pendulum and back end versus front end, you can just say, look at where you want to go and point the wheels that way.
Which is, right.
Which is the easiest way to describe it.
Yeah. I thought that's what we were saying from the get-go.
I think all of us were saying the same thing.
But it's just the back and the front thing that got us screwed up.
The phrase, steer into the skid, is so ambiguous to most people. Like, it's blatantly obvious to some people, and it's completely obscured to a lot of other people. So that's why the best thing to do is, like, a phrase that everyone can understand, which is, look at the direction you want to go, and then point your wheel that direction and use small movements of the steering wheel.
But the problem with that, Gordo, is if you say want to go, you're talking about a view versus the actual direction. And I think the mistake most people make is...
No, I'm talking about actual direction.
Okay, but the problem is turn the wheel in the direction you want to go. If the car is moving towards the right embankment... The back of the car is moving towards the right
embankment. The back of the car or the whole car?
The back of the car, but you're sliding. Okay. You're out of control, and therefore you think, I can't go right. I can't turn right. So people turn left, and it just causes the car to spin even further and either go into the embankment or do a donut. It gives them no chance at recovery.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, explain that again.
Okay,
We're spending three full segments on this. Well, who's on?
That's exactly what we're doing because I think it's important these days.
It is important.
The way to simplify it, can we all agree that the correct is what driving instructors say, which is no longer turn into the skid because that's not intuitive to people. Look and steer where you want to go.
I think that's confusing.
That's bottom line. How's that confusing?
I think that's confusing. I want to go left, but
You know what? I'm okay with that, but I think George is right. It can be very confusing because your intuition is, this car is going right. I want to go left. I want to try to keep it on the road. But if you steer that way, that's why they say steer into the skid. Your feeling is, this car's momentum, because of the back, it's carrying me to the right. And if you say steer where you want to go, most people are going to go, well, I want to go left. I don't want to go off the road to the right. And that's only going to cause
If the back of the car is swinging out to the right, okay, where is the overall car moving? Which direction are they moving?
Right. To the right.
Okay. So then you want to point the wheels. Imagine the front wheels.
Mm-hmm.
You want them on the road, right? So you want them lined up with that lane where you want to go. Look and steer where you want to go.
This is why that can
be
problematic.
Which is down the road that way.
This is why that can be problematic, because let's say you're on a balance beam,
mm-hmm.
and you start to lose your balance to the right. What are you going to naturally do? You're going to reach back to the left to try to keep on the beam. Well, if you're in a car, that doesn't work, because if you steer back to the left... Because that's where you want to go, because you feel like you're going off the road to the right, all you're going to do is spin out and keep going to the right.
No, you're not steering to the left. If the back end is swinging towards the right, then your car is now pointing to the left, correct? If your back end is swinging right, front end's pointing left.
Yes.
Make sense?
Right.
Obviously.
Okay, so you want to keep the front end of the car, you want to steer back towards the right then. Correct. Now your car is pointed left. Yes. You want to steer back towards the right.
Yes,
there you go.
But your phrase of steer where you want to go, if people are going off the road to the right, they're going to intuitively steer to the left.
I cannot believe. Right. I'm trying to give the advice that to me is simple. This is what's, and maybe this is just a blue dress thing, right? Some people are seeing it, it's one color. Some people are seeing it, it's another color. To me, it's real obvious that you point the wheels in the direction that you want to go. You guys, it's not. Okay. You need to turn the wheel in the direction that the back end is swinging towards.
Yes, correct.
Okay, that makes sense to you. To other people, it may make sense to say you need to look at where you want your car to go and then turn the wheel towards that direction. So look down the road where you want this car to be going and then turn the wheel towards that direction.
Okay, and we're supposed to get more winter weather Monday.
Right.
Actually, Sunday afternoon, Monday, and Wednesday, maybe even more ice. So everybody
watch a video on it. Figure out which one makes sense to you. And go with
I have a note on this. Hang on. And
yeah. Hold on, Norm. We don't have time.
It is interesting that it's blatantly obvious to each side.
Yes.
And we should make clear, in a spirit of unity here, let's meet in the middle like Bruce Springsteen. We are talking about doing the same thing.
Yes, we are. Yes. We just have different ways of saying it. Yes.
Right. Correct.
Okay. We got to run. That's the corner. 9